Blog Talk Radio.
Hear the howling winds of war. It's my destiny to
Send those donations in, and any donation you want. We've also had people call us and say, I donated to the show. Is there any chance possible to get a couple of questions answered? Maybe a little short reading. No problem. All I say is just don't hesitate. Just ask. You'll be amazed exactly what you get when you put it out there and do that. All right? And with the situation and all the things that are going on right now, we have a lot of things going on, I'm telling you. And so if you want to take advantage of all the things that are happening here and you want to be a part of it, please join us. Because we would be glad to have you, and we're also looking for people. Now, when I look at the situation and all the things that are going on, it's the idea of focusing on prosperity and focusing on anything within your life is to realize it usually starts with you. And I want you to sit there and think about those things yourself. When you start asking questions and saying, okay, what's this person all about? Does this person love me? Does this person care about me? And so on and that kind of thing. Even with jobs. Should I go for this job? You think I'm going to get this job? Why don't you stop a minute, focus, and ask yourself. Go within yourself and say, okay, what do I feel in this situation? Because if you're thinking too much, that can be working against you. And you don't want the things to work against you. You want to get back into your life where you actually feel fulfilled. The only way you can feel fulfilled is to go within yourself and ask yourself just those questions, okay? And we're talking about the readings, and the readings are going to go up after the 22nd of February. Just to give you an idea of what's going to happen here, for a 60-minute session, it's going to be $125. For a 40-minute session, $75. And for a 20-minute session, it's $55. And you want to take advantage of the 90-minute, two-hour sessions, where you can get card readings and some relationship counseling or readings or just the idea of two people as in couples and that kind of stuff. That'll be $135 for 90 minutes of two-hour sessions. Those are really good rates too as well. But right now, until then, for a 60-minute session, it's only $33.33. And for a 40-minute session, it's only $22.22. For a 20-minute session, it's only $11.11. And for a 15-minute session with a card reading, it's only $9.99, and like I said before, the 90-minute to two-hour sessions right now are going for $77.77. So we can accomplish a lot in those sessions, so I'm looking forward to each and every one of you guys calling me and actually just sitting down and doing the work, because I feel like it's very crucial to get the insight and also sought out the tools that you need to actually make those changes within yourself so we can make some major changes in your life and actually help you see, feel, and know that you can have the life you've always wanted, you've always dreamed of, you've always seen. It does exist. If you've seen it in your mind, you'll be living it in the reality. So therefore, let's get together. Let's sit down. Let's make sure it happens. All right? So just give me a call. 740-500-8863. Call me through Skype at 740-601-9835. Or contact me through my website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And let's get on with our callers, and we're actually talking about some other books on the show here. We're actually suggesting that you go get this book called, well, my first book we got here was we go across and look at people's area codes and see what's up with their numbers, see how much it fits them. That's actually Doreen Virtue's book, Angel Numbers 101, had, you know, the meetings and stuff. But we also have been checking out this one here. It's really good. It's called The Soulmate Secret, Manifesting the Love of Your Life with the Law of Attraction by Ariel Ford. So check that out. It's a cool book. You got it on Amazon.com for almost half price. So let's take a look at the queue and see who is in there, who is in the house. Also, we've been having some difficulties back and forth with our daytime show, so we kind of put it on hold until we get the nighttime show all sorted away, because we've been thinking about doing some shows throughout the week during the night too as well. Right now we're just in dire need of some funding, because just some of the things that kind of like we don't want to put out there and say slow down. It's just the idea of looking at a situation. You know, things are coming in as we speak. Things are happening. But there's also a lot of things going back and forth and trying to open up without the resistance, allow everything to fall into place, and it is. It's just one of those things where sometimes you put your, sometimes being in positions that go, could you, you know, everybody send some donations and let's get this show really rocking. That's not just on Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays, because we're actually doing the Sunday show, too, where we're doing the roundtable again, where when you come to the Sunday show, all the mics are open. Everybody's freely to express what they're picking up on. Fellow readers out there who want to come and join us, too, and give us some insights to these readings, and actually two or three of us can actually be working together giving readings to people. We've had some major discussions there about a lot of things. So if you have something you want to talk about, the interesting idea you don't like psychics, let's sit down and talk about it. Let's find out. Let's get some insights on both parts. So join us on Sunday night for the roundtable, where we actually kick butt and talk about all kinds of good stuff. So if you have a good topic, please join us, and we'll definitely cross it. We'll definitely put it out there on the table and see if you can get some insights, and maybe there's some things you're just wondering about. You know, looking to get some insights from other people. Maybe you're trying to start a business, whatever. Bring it to the show on Sunday nights and just sit there and talk about it. 2 hours discussion. Friday and Saturdays, 2 hours of readings. And speaking of readings, let's get to our callers. Also, there's a, go check out my column, Spiritual Insights into Relationships, in a new magazine that came out this month called Bella Spree Magazine. Go to bellaspreemagazine.com and check it out. I think I'm like on page 72. And get some insights to the situation that we're crossing. We're doing a lot of insights, a lot of work with relationships themselves on how to get to that point where you can actually be open, non-resistant, to actually call in the one, your soulmate, twin flame. And actually, just look at this year as being that goal of getting that relationship, whatever goes along with it. Decide exactly what you want to do. I always say, if it's something that you say, okay, I want to meet that person, I want to have that relationship and that marriage, and I also want to create a family with this person, those are the goals. Those are the things you want to do. So now it's time to work with yourself. Go within yourself and ask yourself, am I ready for this? Are you ready for great love? Are you ready for that big love? Are you ready for your soulmate twin flame? If you already feel like you know that person, are you strong enough to just let it happen and realize that it's not your job to go seeking love? It's your job to go within yourself to basically take care of all the barriers that keep you from that great love. And I feel like if you get the soulmate secret, manifesting the love of your life with the law of attraction, with Area 4, I think you're just by making that one choice, I feel like that's the first step in the right direction to actually obtaining exactly what you're looking for. All right, so let's go into our first caller. And that would be area code 814. Welcome to the show, and how are you, and what's your name?
Hi, Terry. I'm doing okay. Thank you for taking the call.
What's that? Thank you for taking your call. You are so welcome. So how can we help you tonight?
I don't know. My life is just like such a mess.
And why do you think your life is such a mess?
I don't have a job. My relationship with my husband is like total mess.
Okay, let's take a look at yourself. Just ask yourself how you feel within yourself right now. Do you feel like a mess?
No, right now I just feel like I could spend the whole day crying. And I couldn't have.
Well, all I'm saying, sweetie, is when you have a situation of chaos on the outside, it usually starts within the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm saying with the situation. You're looking at... Every time we ask a question, we're looking for an answer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the ideal to pay attention to what exactly being brought to you. What exactly is crossing your path at that moment? Because every time we turn around and we ask a question, I guarantee you the answer will come in some kind of form. Either someone will say something, a number.
I have people asking me, you know, when am I getting a job? When am I getting a job? And I keep putting out there that, you know, I want to work at this one specific place, and I keep, you know, saying, but they don't stop taking resumes until the second, but, and
okay,
I know I've been, pardon me,
mm-hmm.
I know I've been off work for a long time, but it's not like I've not looked.
Okay. about the situation, looking at things realistically and say, okay, some people will say that job is very important. I say, bullshit. I think these are things that we do. They are things that we would like to do. These are things that are part of our lives, but not our lives completely. I mean, shoot, you look at the ideal of asking yourself, are you a lazy person?
No.
Or do you
I think a job is very important to me.
Okay, why is a job very important to you? And actually, when you answer the question, what I want to hear is, I want to hear what it means to you, not what everybody else has been telling you, not everybody else's expectations. I want to just hear yours.
Because it gets me out of the house. It lets me mm-hmm. do stuff. It lets me learn stuff. At jobs, I usually get to learn more and more things. And
mm-hmm.
I get to actually produce something, and it counts.
Okay, you count. So you want to feel like you're contributing to the world.
Yes.
Okay. So if I said and told you that just the idea of you being here, you're contributing to the world. Because if you didn't, you wouldn't be here. You bring balance to this universe and this world that you don't understand. People around you seem to make you feel unappreciative. That's because they don't appreciate what you've done for them. Even if it's the smallest little thing of picking them off the floor, that is something that no one else would have done at that moment. So when you sit and look at the situation and say, okay, this is what it means to me to have a job, because I'm going to learn something. Learn something about what? You're going to learn something in general, or are you going to learn something about yourself?
No, I'm going to learn something about the manufacturing or job
okay.
that I'm in, you know, whatever. The last job I was manufacturing. But,
okay.
You know,
I understand. Good. I'm just saying with your situation, when I sit here and look at it, you have come here for a reason. And it seems like you're seeking something.
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
I have no clue. I've thought and thought and thought about that, and I have no clue.
Okay. So with the idea of being here and on this show, how do you feel?
Being here on this show?
How do you feel?
Well, I feel the same as I did before I called. I've not listened, you know, before, and I...
Mm-hmm.
I feel lost.
Okay. And so you think that to get... okay, you feel lost. So you feel the only way you're going to find yourself is through a job. I'm just asking the question
that
what you said here.
I think that would help, and I think that would help me be appreciated more. Because I hear it all the time, you know, well, you're going to have to get a job, you know.
I understand that, sweetie, but all I keep hearing is a person who wants to appreciate themselves. But you're looking for gratification. You're looking for appreciation from everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just asking the question why you keep looking for gratification and, you know, acknowledgement from everybody else.
Because it would make my life a little easier.
Well, actually, it would make your life a whole lot easier if you tell everybody to quit just butt out and let you live your life and let you be who you are, and things will happen a whole lot quicker. Because actually what's happening here with people's expectations of putting them on your shoulders, it's mm-hmm. actually keeping you from where you should be at. Because you're taking that weight of the world on your shoulders. It's not your responsibility to make these other people happy. And they're not, and the gratification and the acknowledgement you're looking for is
uh-huh.
what I was picking up before when we started talking, it's within you. You need to learn how to appreciate you. Because people have been saying it for so long, you've lost that appreciation for yourself. The idea of looking at everybody around you who have a tendency to point out certain things that you feel like you're missing in your life. It's just the idea of the things you're missing within yourself. You know, the truth sense of what I'm actually here to do is to give service. And the process of giving service is also a way of finding fulfillment within ourselves. not the idea of learning a skill, because we feel like if we don't learn a skill, we don't have any kind of thing. I mean, shoot, the only thing I can think of at that moment when you said that was Borg. We're looking for perfection, and we basically all have to do the same thing at the same time. So it's like looking at the situation and realizing that what's the most important thing is individuality. And realize that you are an individual with individuality, because that's why he was created. In the process of trying to get gratification and acknowledgement from everybody else, you have kind of given up your own expectations of what you want to do with your life, because you feel like you got to do these things because of the pressure itself. But it's only pressure you've been putting yourself. Well, I've actually been sitting here shuffling these cards too. Sit down, we'll do a little three card pyramid spread for you.
Mm-hmm.
But it all begins within you. It don't start nowhere else. It doesn't start anywhere else.
It's pretty hard to block out everyone.
Okay, it is hard, but it is not impossible. We've all been there. It's not like we don't know where you're coming from, because we've all been there. We all had our own ways and places we had to start to realize that in the pressure of trying to please everybody, the one person we wasn't pleasing was ourselves.
Well, if I was myself, I probably wouldn't be here right now.
Say that again.
If I was myself, I probably wouldn't be here right now.
And why is that? Why would you make that statement?
Because I would be someplace else.
You would be someplace else. Okay. Well, one thing we're going to sit here and do, we're going to sit here and look at the numbers. Your area code is 814. That is a Pennsylvania number, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And it's like people should move from Pennsylvania, because all I've heard is bad things from Pennsylvania from the people who live there. Okay, let's see. Okay, 814 means the angels ask you to hold positive thoughts about your career and finances so that you can attract the best outcome. See the word? It says to attract the best outcome. It doesn't say go seeking. Go out there. Just keep, you know, people standing in line getting soaked and wet. You're just a great inspiration to the world. And I look at it and going, no, you're not. You're not listening to your intuition. You're not listening to God and angels leading you in the right direction. So you don't have to stand in the rain to obtain a job that you never even got. And if you would have listened to your intuition, you would never have been there in the first place. So this sorry little thing to say, okay, you got to stop doing that. It's just the ideal. No judgmental. It's the ideal of a place to start to realize that within yourself lies the power within all these situations to change everything. And just that right there, it says positive thoughts.
And I try that, and I do, and I have it written down. I will do the work I love. I will work with
and
people that I love.
Go over, I'm just saying, write you down a nice affirmation about this situation that you want to turn around. And you sit there and say it to yourself. Read it. I'll give you an example of something to work with. Because this is exactly what I do with my journal. And I have not given up on one freaking iota of anything. If it doesn't happen, I take a look at the situation and go, okay, was it not supposed to happen? So there must be a different direction to go into. I'm not going to sit here and go, oh, the grass is too high to get to my flower. No, I'm going to find a solution. You cut the grass down, get a vehicle to go through it. There's always solutions to get you where you got to be. You can't let these barriers keep you from not being fulfilled. And that's the whole thing here we're looking at is fulfillment. We're not looking to learn a skill. People learn skills because they've chosen a career that they need those skills to give the service that they've chosen to give. It's just not something you just wing out there and go, okay, and then get mad at the universe because the universe didn't give you exactly what you wanted. It's the idea of taking that affirmation that you're focusing on and just looking at it and go, okay, maybe I should go over it and get really detailed. Because I have all intentions. See, that's the whole thing. Intentions. I have all the intentions in the world of getting exactly what I want. And not giving up and not giving in until I obtain that goal. I have this one here. That's something you should say to yourself 20,000 times a day. I am loved. I am lovable. I am loved. And just keep going over until you can sit there and say to yourself, and so it is. Okay? And then you sit there and tell yourself, I was born to be loved, cherished, and adored. And say it to yourself until you actually see and feel and know. You'll feel it. And then take it one step further. We're talking about the simple meditation we did last week, where we just sit there and go, I am love. We bow our heads. We focus on our hearts. We focus on that space behind our heart, which has been said that this is the area of the energy that connects you to the God essence, universe, higher self, whatever you like to call it. I think you call it God. It's not. I'm just saying, we all know there's a presence there somewhere. It's the idea of realizing you've always been connected to it. It's just in the ideal of human beings and human concepts and this human existence. Sometimes we have a tendency to forget that there is that spiritual being inside of us. We reverse the roles. We don't understand it. We're not human beings with a soul. We're spirits. We're living within a human body. It's like being in your car. Okay? If you just sit there and look at the steering wheel, you're never going to get anywhere. But as soon as you start that car up and turn that wheel, you have control of exactly where you're going. And that's what your body is. Okay. I wrote this thing in here where I was focusing on exactly what can we do to obtain, okay? So I wrote down this one, I'm taking on relationships. I believe that my soulmate twin flame, Ruth Katie Louise Dye, exists, and I am deserving of her. And the universe is skillfully orchestrating our meeting now. So be it, so it is. This or something better now manifests for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's like, look at the situation of asking yourself, every time we complain, every time we bitch, we should take that and reverse it and turn it into a positive affirmation and say thank you. I guarantee if you just do that, there's two little things. You'll start seeing the world a little bit differently because you'll start attracting different things. Also, you were talking about business and the whole thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And but business, and it's like, actually there's a book called Healing with the Angels by Doreen Virtue. In the front of that book, there's actually a prayer in there for existing relationships on how to heal those relationships and how to actually see each other through the eyes of love, truth, faithfulness, friendship, harmony, and to have that deep love of communication and committing one to oneself. Because as we sit here going through the whole thing, people say, well, my communication between me and my husband. What's wrong? It's called you're not listening to yourself. So therefore, the reason you have a lack of communication or breakdown of communication with your husband is because you've had a communicational breakdown within yourself because you're not listening. You're not asking. And when you do ask, you're trying to basically take a round peg and pound it into a square hole. Instead of taking it and looking at the signs as guidance, you're saying, I already have the answers, and I want the signs to tell me that I'm right. And when it doesn't, you get angry, and you get frustrated, and you get confused because you've got this preconceived thought in your head. When actually what they're trying to do is, like it says in the one thing here, it says, we're trying to actually open up the whole thing, open all the windows and doors of the heavens to give you exactly what you want, but you have to not be scared to actually ask what that is. Even if it's simply going down the road and say, you know something, maybe you don't want to be with your husband no more. Maybe there's something that you really want to do is start a business. Something, or maybe I want to start a business or just have the time where I can actually work, but still continue to work on myself and have time for myself. These are things that you want, and these are all obtainable. It's just the ideal. Having that thought and believing within your heart that you can actually have those things. Because if you don't, all you're doing is spinning your tires to get where you're trying to go. It's like looking at someone going, I'd like to find my swim flame. But at the same time, they're focusing on a soulmate. They're two different things. So if you get, you know, the thought and what you're saying are working against each other because you're thinking about one thing and the universe is trying to lead you in the direction of what you're asking within your heart of asking for. For example, if you're looking to obtain differences in your body, it's just the idea of looking at things and going, I feel wonderful and look fantastic now that I weigh a certain weight, I have a 33-inch waist, and in great physical condition, look and feel and am 25 years old now. And people go, well, you're not 25 years old. How do you know? Don't go by a birthday. A birthday is like, it's like a sign on the highway. It says 25 miles to L.A. And you're saying, do you sit there and look at the idea of what 25 miles means? L.A. is 25 years old? If you did, that would be a contradiction, wouldn't it? So the idea of the number itself can mean many things, but it's also a perception. So when you look at the situation and you look in the mirror, what do you see? If you see a 25-year-old, don't be surprised as it goes on, as you can maintain that thought, that feeling, and see it. Everybody else is going to see it too. It's like with relationships. I mean, I don't put down anything as wanting that relationship. I put down, now I have a perfect, satisfying, well-paying career in business. As a psychic medium spiritual advisor who is well-paid, financially compensated, using all my gifts and talents to help everybody who crosses my path. And that's the whole idea, to show you how creative you really are, is to realize that to take a negative thought and turn it into a positive affirmation is creativity on the smallest level, maybe, but it's still creativity. So it's just the tip of the iceberg. Where are you going to go with it? There's a whole lot more to that in the whole thing. It's just the idea of looking at the situation, going, money comes easy and frequently. But don't specify how that's going to happen. It's realizing that, you know, people say, well, I got to have a job. Because if I don't have a job, I'm worthless. No. The latter part is what you're putting in the blank. Worthless. You can put anything in that blank you want. You can sit there and say, hey, not having a job, I'm a great person. I'm a great person no matter what my outside conditions are. So therefore, by focusing on that one thing, the outside will definitely change quicker than we think. I was there looking at the situation where we were committing ourselves to situations and what we really need. Honestly, when we sit here and look at the situation, what do we need? To survive in this lifetime, we basically need an unlimited supply of everything. But for some reason, we're scared to ask for that. Why? You know, it's a situation you're unworthy. Trace your roots back. You know, trace your roots back to the beginning. You will find out that you actually come from a perfect being who at the time, the reason you left the garden, and the reason you felt like you had to do these things was some kind of interpretation of feeling that I'm not worthy. So therefore, if you look at the situation, in every situation, even yourself, look at the situation. If I'm not doing certain things or there's certain things not happening, then I'm not worth anything until I do. Not realizing when you say those things, you're actually putting a limitation on yourself to keep from getting those things. Because if you're saying, I can, you know, if I had a job and I had all these things coming to my life, I wouldn't be worthless. At the same time, you're saying you're worthless because you don't have those things. You know, who says you're not going to get them? But I guarantee it's going to be a hard road. You can make it a whole lot easier by saying, there's got to be an easier way. Just by looking at the path you've chosen, I would definitely say that. There has to be an easier way. It's like looking at a situation, like even the Bible says, you know, idle hands is a terrible thing. It doesn't specify what that means. It's just the idea of going out there and what is your life purpose? You know, some people's life purpose is to work at 7-Eleven because 7-Elevens exist and someone has to run them somewhere. But just because that exists doesn't mean the thing that you're supposed to do with your life doesn't exist either. But we had a lady on the show the other months back who said she couldn't be abundant unless she had a job, not realizing the only way you're ever going to really attract what she's really wanting is to actually have the consciousness of abundance first. So it's the idea that when we sort of look at these things, how do we obtain these things? We go within ourselves. Like here, it's like, look at this ring here. Like I said before, I always put things in the past, and it's like, I'm happy and grateful. I'm happy and grateful that I have a wonderful, happy, joyous, romantic, spiritual, soulmate, twin flame relationship, marriage with, and a lot of the folks are saying, those roots came to these die. We are really learning to understand and deeply love each other unconditionally now. But then we go one step further. See, these are the important things in our lives, aren't they? Relationships and what we do for our life. And I went further on and said, thank you. Now that I have a very successful business, being a successful, happy, compassionate, abundant, prosperous, well-paid psychic medium spiritual advisor, doing very powerful, insightful angel card readings, palm readings, life coaching, relationship counseling, using all my gifts and talents to help everyone who crosses my path now. Thank you for all the miracles and blessings in my life, and for the ones coming, and for the ones that are happening right now. Because the one thing we have to realize in life, right now, exists. So there's always something happening behind the scenes. God and the angels are always orchestrating something with the situation of anything you've been focusing on. If it hasn't fallen into place, it's the idea of asking yourself, what are you thinking right at this moment? Are you having any doubts? Will it happen or won't it happen?
What I'm thinking right now is, okay, yeah, I want my marriage to work, but my husband, I don't think.
But, I want you to think about one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think about your husband. I want you to think about you. I want you to focus on what you want. What are your hopes? What are your desires? What are your wants, needs, and desires? What are they? Your husband can take care of himself. But you see, the one thing about the situation is like looking at you and saying, okay, what do you see when you look in the mirror? We've already crossed that one, so we need to work on you. Your husband, okay, you shouldn't say, I would have a great relationship, but here comes the excuse of why I can't have it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just the idea of looking at yourself and go, okay, if I keep making excuses up, I'm never going to get anywhere. So I have to start focusing on the solution. What is the solution? I think the solution to any kind of relationship and the strength of is the idea of the foundation you have within yourself. Not your husband, not your boyfriend, not the potential, but you. This is not a selfish thing. This is a stated fact. If you do not have a strong foundation within yourself, it reflects back to him. What does he reflect to you? Something he doesn't want to do. So we sit here and look at the situation of the reflection, okay? He doesn't want to sit here and focus. He does not want to work on himself. So what does it tell you? Just by that reflection means you have an answer that you need to work on yourself. So we have two people here refusing to work on themselves as in establishing that self as they had before. Somewhere along the line, you guys have lost that sense of self. I've seen people do this many times over and over again when they start getting caught up in the day-to-day life. You know, they start complaining about everything. And the problem is, complaining takes you away from one thing, focusing on your life. Because usually complaining has to do with something that's already happened. So it ties you to the past. It's a connection to the past. It's like when we sit here and talk about past life regressions and past life readings. They're there to help you. But a lot of people have a tendency to dwell on those things and say, ooh, I had this past life, I did this and this and this and this. And it's like, no, it's not for that. It's the ideal of seeing that there's something within you right now that you have a problem with and tracing it back to the source so we can let go of it. So you look at the situation and say, okay, when you work on yourself, get strong within yourself, then you come back again and you go, okay, I want to sit down and work with this guy on my relationship. If he refuses to still not work with you, sometimes we have to do the hardest decisions in the world to do is the idea of walking away from things because that's the best thing for us to do because we don't have that person working with us. So therefore, all he does is contribute to baggage because he becomes a bag that we're going to start dragging around too. It's like everything else. Okay, you know, it's like looking at things, well, I don't have a job, that's a bag. You know, I don't have the right career, that's a bag. I don't have the right tools to do what I really want to do, that's a bag. But they're just things we keep dragging around with us, things that we think we have to deal with, not realizing we don't have to deal with anything. Because in the process of pursuing and looking for solutions, we eliminate all these bags. And then we start seeing things clearly. Because sometimes the reason we can't see things clearly is because we're focusing too much on everybody else. This is not a selfish thing. It's the idea of self-preservation because we can't be good for no one until we're good for ourselves. And if we don't take that time for ourselves, nothing else is going to work out either as well. So when you start to look at the job and the marriage and all these other things, what it's saying very clearly is that to even start working with these situations, you have to start working on yourself. We can sit here and make excuses until doomsday. Believe me, I've been there. Until I stopped sitting going, oh, it was Jane's fault, or when I was in a bad relationship, it was always somebody else's fault. If I didn't get that right job, it was
everybody
else's fault. Well, see, sweetie, the one thing I've realized, one thing, there's nothing wrong with saying it's my fault, because there hasn't been anybody else in your life making decisions for you. It's been you. We've had people say, this person made me do this. No, you made a conscious choice to do this.
No, I did it myself, yeah.
But when you start to look at the situation and realize that you've made those choices and those decisions,
uh-huh.
It just helps you realize that you can also make decisions in a different direction. It's a choice to be happy, or is it a choice to be miserable? I've been in situations that would probably drive you crazy because of, and you're trying to figure out how you would have dealt with them, to actually be in a situation where you don't eat for 5 days. But until finding a positive solution that says, well, you know something? I was actually thinking about fasting in the first place, but I just never could get the courage to do it. And all of a sudden I was put into a situation where I did fast. But the fasting also did one thing for me. It's not eating for 5 days. Boy, was my head and my mind clear to know exactly what I needed to do, and I did it. And all of a sudden, in the process of doing that and seeing that clear vision and seeing the clear guidance, I would say that approximately from that point on, I would say maybe a year and a half, maybe two, I've been boning my own shop. Actually, two of them. See, that's okay to say it's my fault. But all the good things that happened to you in my life, that was my fault too. So it's just one of those things of going, okay, it's my fault. Which faults are you going to go into? You're going to go to the good ones or the bad ones? And say, okay, so if it doesn't work out with your husband, it's like looking at jobs. I've seen so many people do this. I'll go, okay, I just left my job. What the hell am I going to do? I'm like, it's not the last one, buddy. It's not the last one. There's many, many, many jobs out there. It's like looking at the situation. If you're going to feed the economy, you're setting yourself up for failure. If you're looking for happiness out there, you're setting yourself up for failure because it's all within you. I guarantee you. I know it is because that's what I do. The angels, Archangel Raphael says, give your cares and worries to the angels. Allow us to take your burdens. Allow us to just let it go and so you can focus on yourself. And this is harmony and children. Do you have two children?
Do I? Yes.
Yes. So when we look at the situation, we're saying, okay, look at these things. We're looking for harmony. What's the most important thing here realistically?
To me?
You know, it's like you. Yes, you are the most important thing. You are a gift to this world. You are here for a reason. You've helped so many people out. Do you raise your kids?
Yes, I thought you asked me what the most important thing to me was. I did raise my kids. I did not go to work until after my kids were in school. I stayed at home with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because I
felt that. Who's the one who's complaining because you don't work?
My husband said I'm going to have to get a job soon.
And why is that? Because he's feeding into fear. That's what he's doing. He's feeding into some kind of fear that's probably temporary. So therefore, we're looking for some kind of craziness to solve that freaking problem. I think it's one of those things, the fear itself needs to be looked at and taken care of. And he has a fear within himself. I don't know if we're going to be able to do this. There's a person who's actually lacking the manifestation skills himself, which is kind of funny because he's created a lot of good things in his life. But he thinks it's everybody else. You know, it's like this. That job, that money, all those things are not your support. They're not your supply. They're not your substance. They're not.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this. We look at someone and go, okay, what is the source? What's the supply? What is that one common? It's that presence you feel. You know? That's the one who created everything. So,
what am I to do?
What are you to do? Let's sit down and, I mean, I'm just saying, we give you all kinds of examples of people sitting down and go, okay, today I'm going to sit down, I'll pull this little, I got this notebook here, I'm going to sit there and pull that sucker out and just start writing and exactly what I want. Like I said, one day I wish I could publish my journal and I could also have a visual to go with it to show you that everything I write happens. And when it doesn't happen, something else presents itself to tell me why it didn't happen, but also the situation I was focusing on, it was still a guidance of an arrow pointing me in the right direction. Because I was here looking at you, I was also looking at your cards, but I say freedom and timing, divine timing and freedom. You know what divine timing really is? It's the idea of you get divine guidance. Divine timing is when you're ready to let down the resistance to allow it to happen, to believe it came to you for a reason, and also to believe more in yourself. Because the top card on that whole thing was focus.
Mm-hmm.
Children at one time too. If we could just go back to that mentality of always having that anticipation and always having a spot or face and being happy about seeing the next day come instead of looking at it as, you know, gloomy, like it's, you know, more the same, then things would change. It says focus on freedom. Freedom comes by allowing your angels, archangels, God, all your guidance to help you to let go of those burdens and realize that they're just illusions. That's what I was saying with your husband. You've got to get a job. Why? You know, we have all kinds of reasons why. But the one thing I keep seeing here is someone who's making a decision out of fear. Every time you make a decision out of your fear, all you're doing is making yourself a prisoner again. Or you're going to be working 40-hour a week or 80-hour a week. I get to make $400, and that's how you're going to be living.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things, you see the cards, the angels are saying, no, 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 walk out. This is a time not to make a living, but to make a life. This is the year to do that. This is the year to change all those things. All you need to do is take one step within yourself to give you the courage and the strength to take a step, to take a leap of faith. Because after you take about 3 or 4 of these leaps of faith, you're going to realize one thing. It wasn't leaps of faith. It was a direction and the answer. But we sit there and look at these things and we ponder them so much. It's like someone sitting there to jump in the freaking water. We know it's only 3 feet deep, but it's cold, man. And we know when we hit that freaking water, it's going to give us a certain experience that we're going to have to live through to get to the good part about swimming in the pool. But we always have a tendency to do that. And that's how life is. It's the ideal. You know, you can sit there and cradle your toe and wish you knew what the water was. But it's those people who take the plunges that realize and experience life. So it's the ideal, looking at this year and saying, okay, what are you going to do? You're going to experience life, or are you going to experience life through what people think you should be doing? Okay, what's the solution? What is the solution? Yeah. Just sit here and think about it and go, okay, we're not going to go into a worldly solution. We're looking for a solution that's actually going to be a win-win situation for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at that whole thing, it's the idea of what you were destined to do. What do you love to do? Could you turn that into a business?
Well, I like to do crafts. And I paint wine bottles and make incense burners out of them. And I have bottles sitting all over the place, you know, that I've painted and that I have to paint. And, you know, I've been doing, like, I made posters. I'm making a poster now, and I doodle on, you know, with watercolors and that. And I enjoy doing that stuff. But his thing is, the only thing, it doesn't bring me money, it costs me money.
Oh, my gosh. You know something? Maybe we should change the mentality on that thing. What do you say?
Let's look
at the situation of talents and gifts and what they were brought to be. Because I've seen so many people right now in the last couple of months who have been talking about quitting their jobs to find something more fulfilling, to actually explore their talents. So they're starting to realize one thing. By allowing yourself to really do what you love to do, instead of looking at it as a curse, or as some people say, money. You know, that's all you focus on. That's all you're going to get. That's what you need to do, is focus on the outside. You know, you see it, if you see it as what it is, as in, I'm contributing, as this is my service to other people. Because then people really enjoy what you do. But to find that whole thing out, to sit down with your husband, I don't know, make a plan. Start doing certain things. Start going to a flea market on the weekends. Start selling your stuff. If you're going to sit there and just look at it and ponder and say it's not making any money.
No, and I put it on a few websites, but my oldest son said that, Mom, you probably want to go to like a hippie concert or something. They probably sound really good.
Okay, but see, what you got to do is you do like, okay, I'll give an example. I work for a couple psychic lines, okay? My friend used to say this all the time. I don't get any calls. There's like 30 psychics on there. And I said, why don't you do this? Who gives a hoot about the other psychics? They're focusing on their own lines. It's not our responsibility one way or the other by putting that in our equation. What you need to do is you need to focus and come up with a visualization that works for you. When you go log on to work for the psychic line, imagine yourself as the only person out there that everybody has to come to. but also see yourself as the most talented, qualified person to come to in the first place. So therefore, it's essential, and it's more almost like it's a definite thing they're going to come to you. But you have to have that faith within yourself that you're putting something out there. Everybody's blessed. And I don't give a hoot what people say out there, whoever's listening to the situation, of go work your 40-hour job. But if you're working a 40-hour job and you're complaining every freaking week and you don't like yourself because of what you're doing and you're just tired constantly, you are in the wrong place and you're not doing what you're meant to do in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And it's being reflected because it's draining you. Everybody you see who does what they do and they love what they do, they have all this energy and they're happy. They're fulfilled because I don't care what anybody, I heard this therapist says, you know, you can't live on love alone. I'll kiss your ass, man. Of course you can. Love will attract everything good to you. And if you don't believe that, look at any good couple out there who are just madly in love with each other. I guarantee they have no problems of manifesting and attracting everything they need, want, and desire. And they are being, doing, and having. It's the ideal. If you have people around you who do not reflect that picture in the process of making the declaration to yourself to be happy, this is the year we're going to be happy, and we're going to sit there and we're going to follow through to make sure that happens every freaking day, every minute, every second of the day, we're going to be happy. And to sit there and make that goal to yourself, to sit there and look at the situation and really make some really hard decisions and, you know, decisions that have to be made. Okay, is this person good for you? No. Okay. They go against what you've declared to the universe. They have to go. If they're not going to contribute, then they're working against you. That's what we always said. I was reading this one book when I was like looking at the whole thing about secrecy. It's not the idea of secrecy when you're manifesting. It's the idea of not sharing with people who are not like-minded because we don't want to deal with their negative energy in the process of trying to focus on either turning our lives around or the idea of focusing on something very positive to happen, as in your job setting. So what we do is we look for ways. You ever hear people talk about, I find places to go meditate? I go find 2 hours for myself? That's because that's when they work on those things. They don't do it around anybody else who works against them. And in the process, they let the universe also dictate, as going with the flow, that when these people start falling to the wayside, they leave it alone. Because they realize the universe is giving them exactly what they want, is to be happy. And people who are not happy, who actually make a declaration not to be happy, are falling to the wayside and leaving our lives because of their decisions, which goes against what we just covered with ourselves. Just the idea of making the one statement, I want to be happy this year. And I want to sit there and be led. I want to see the guidance. And I want my angels to help me to follow through with the guidance when it happens, unconditionally and spontaneously. So therefore, I'll know exactly what's going on. But, you know, you got to certain, when you go within yourself, you're going to realize that every time you ever followed your heart, your life got better. Oh, when you started thinking what you should do, that's when things started getting bad. It's the idea we hear the term says second-guessing ourselves. That's what it means. We're not listening to ourselves. So therefore, we let our ego come in, which is always guidance comes first, ego comes second. Guidance will always sit here and tell you everything's possible. You can do this. But the ego will come in afterwards and start playing on your fears. Almost like your inner voice will talk you out of it. So it's like, look at the situation. You want to work at this place. It's the idea of sitting down with yourself, getting a pad and pencil, get you a little notebook, get you a journal, and then writing down exactly what you want to do. We had a lady who actually sat down one day and said she liked her job because she loved being a manager, but she didn't like where she worked. And plus she had a different opinion, perception of what a manager should be and what a manager should do. So what she did was she went home, opened her journal up, and started describing exactly the job that she wanted. She loved being a manager. She loved that position. So she started describing what that meant to her, described the kind of place that she wanted to work at, the kind of people she wanted to work with, down to the freaking parking space. Details, details, details. Do you know this lady got 2 job proposals 2 weeks later? You know what the kicker is here?
Yeah.
She never applied for those jobs, but they found her because she put it out there. And she also was very very passionate about what she wanted to do. So therefore, what she would do is she'd always keep herself with a positive mindset. So when she was talking to her friends, she always restated that. when she said her would describe her, when she described the job that she wanted, and all these things that she wanted to, even she was describing a relationship or a neighborhood she wanted to live into, what she would do is she would focus on that positive image in her mind, no matter what anybody said around her. And what happened was somebody heard her, passed it on to her boss, of that exactly what this lady was looking for, which was what he was looking for, as in somebody to run his company. We've also heard stories where a guy walks into a situation where he has a certain sense of responsibility. He wants to be in business with himself again. He just lost his business because he had a partner who embezzled a bunch of money, so he lost everything. But he was blaming himself. It wasn't until he decided to say, you know something, everybody out there is looking for a service, and if I could provide that service, there would be an unlimited source of income no matter what. So he went and applied for a certain job, wasn't really wanting the job, and because he's also this strong sense of responsibility, but he didn't want to go into a company who he knew for a fact these people were looking for people on a permanent basis, not temporary, but he knew that as soon as he got the money to start his business again, he would be gone. Uh-huh. So what he did was he walked into the interview and said, you know something, I have no intentions of being here for very long. I'm going to start my business again. And I just, you know, realistically with the situation, I really can't see this as my next career move because I see myself in business for myself. The guy looked at him kind of strange, scratching his head, going, I've never had somebody come in here talk themselves out of a job. And he goes, well, so what are you looking for? He says, what was your business? So he told him what his business was. He told me he was trying to please his husband, please his wife, because she wanted a check coming in every week to make her feel secure. But he wanted to focus on working in having a business, because once you work for yourself, trust me, once you work for yourself, it's hard to go back to that kind of thing of going back in to being a paid slave, okay? So he told this guy these things. The guy came back and he's like, this is kind of funny how you showed up here, because we're actually starting a new division, which was actually what you were doing with your business. So basically, you could actually come to work for us. You would be totally in charge of this new department. You would be basically self-employed, doing the exact same things if you had your own business, and you can step out on the situation whenever you want to. And the kicker is, your wife's going to love you too, because you're going to get a check every week too as well. So see, it was a win-win situation. But if he didn't go out there and speak his mind, even to the point of sitting down in his journal and being totally honest with himself exactly what he wanted to do, and look at himself, he didn't really sacrifice any principles. He didn't want to walk into a job set knowing he wouldn't be there, knowing these people are looking for permanent people. So he told the truth. And the process of telling the truth, not just to this guy, but to himself, of what he actually was willing to do, what he wanted to do, he got just that.
I called the place that I put my resume in.
Ooh.
And I know it doesn't close until the 2nd. And I got the guy's voicemail, the manager's voicemail, and I said my name and my number, and, you know, would you please call me back? And it was in reference to the benefits coordinator, and he called me back, which I thought, well, that's a good sign. He called me back.
Oh, yeah.
And when I said, I really, really want this job because this is something I want to do, to help others.
Mm-hmm.
And now everybody's telling me that was the stupidest thing I could have done, because now I sound desperate.
Well, you look at everybody else and say, you know something? Did I ask you? I don't think I did. So butt out, please. Thank you very much. And hit the road. People didn't.
I said he didn't have to call me back.
Well, it's like, look at this. Do not, I repeat, do not let people in the world dictate your success. This is a year to actually start doing it for yourself. And so, okay, this is what we're going to do. This is what I feel I should do. And the reason I say that right now, that's a big old conflict. Everybody keeps telling me all kinds of stuff with a particular relationship I'm going through. But see, the one thing that kind of hits the fan here is the idea of the things that I feel, my guidance, have a tendency to conflict with what they're saying. And I think sometimes, for example, I actually got this card, and it was actually the courage card. And the courage card says, stand up for what you believe. Even if people do not agree with what you think you should do, what you need to do is follow through with your guidance and what you feel like you should do. Because people have to understand one thing. In the process of most of these people trying to control your life and telling you what you should do, at that moment, they're not focusing on their own lives. And I guarantee they need things to work on, too, as well. They can say what they want to, but I guarantee you I would tell them flat out. I can see it very clearly. Why can I say it very clearly? Because I'm focusing on something you're not, which is you. And I was saying, you know, so when you sit and look at these things, and okay, here it is, courage. That's Archangel Ariel. Be courageous and stand up for what you believe. It says, in this situation, you need to act upon your convictions, even if others disagree. I'm protecting you from harm and guiding you to be a loving warrior of light. It means by basically standing up for what you believe, that the angels and everyone around you are leading you in a direction that is going to get you exactly what you want. But also, if people would stay out of the situation and allow you to follow your guidance to the letter, it will not just affect you. It will affect everybody that crosses your path in a very positive way. It says, as you stand up for your beliefs, you're a role model for others. This is an important form of spiritual teaching in which your example gives others courage to also stand up for their own principles. So when you look at the situation, Archangel Ariel, the name means lioness of God, and she reflects these qualities, including bravery, courage, focus, elegant movements. If you notice images of lions or lioness, this is a signal that Ariel is with you. Call upon her to boost your confidence and courage to actually go out and conquer and do what you got to do. Because one of these things we have problems with the world right now is when we walk into situations, we all know we have a tendency to get butterflies in our throat. Butterflies. Most people do get butterflies in their throat, but they feel it first in their stomach, which actually keeps them from speaking what they want to say when you go into situations. And believe me, I've done the same thing. When you walk into a situation, and I don't care what anybody says, the more you sit there and say exactly what you feel, the more you get exactly what you want. I was in a situation when I had my first shop where somebody walked in and said, $25 for 15 minutes. I don't think it's worth it. And my guidance was right there as always. And I came right back and said, I do, and I'll tell you why. And just to have that come across, and most people would say, well, you can't speak to people like that because they won't come back and get a reading. I'm sorry. I am who I am. And I'm not making any questions. I'm not making excuses for exactly who that is. Because the one thing I do know in life, that we've seen people that are very successful, and a lot of people complain about them being asses, but you know something? They're successful. They got the money, and they got the life. That's because they had no quarrels about who they were, and they went and pursued it, no matter what. Anybody said it. Yes.
I used to be that way.
And
I don't care. I say the truth.
And it's not really now, I don't care. It's more of a I don't care what people say because I know which way to proceed. I know what I need to do.
Yeah.
And obviously now, the situation than being on the outside questioning it on what you should be doing, they have no clue either. So be the example, like it says. And what was I thinking? Oh, there's another book out there called The Angels. I don't know. Hold up. I'll make sure I got that right too. Angel Energy. It's a book by John Randolph Price. And it's Angel Energy. It's a really cool book because it's, as you know, like I said, the Healing of the Angels book, that book, they got prayers and things to work with to help you understand the connection and what love, true, pure love, can actually accomplish, attract, and really bring to you. But I was going to talk about, we were talking before too, is people keep talking about New Age. New Age what? The ideal. Here's one for you. Life and death. The power of life and death is in the tongue. Okay? Did that come from a spiritual book? Of course it did. It was called the Bible. It says, you have not because you ask not. Another one, is it New Age? The more you keep hearing this, you start realizing what we call as New Age has been around for centuries.
Yeah.
So, and people have worked with it. There's books out there on the law of attraction dating back in the 1800s. There's also books dating back to the first century, second century. There's also books BC. There's certain information that come across out of those situations too as well. So, you know, New Age is not New Age. It's just coming full circle where we're always, we're getting back to the whole thing.
People are now becoming more aware.
Yes, they are. So that's what you're going to do. In the process
what am
of people becoming aware, hey, it's like this. When you become aware, people stare. Uh-huh. Why do people stare? Because they know you care. They see you as an example. No, seriously. You are so, the way it comes to me is you are so beautiful. So why can't you just sit and look at people and people can't see it? Doesn't mean it doesn't exist. We know for a fact that angels exist. We know air exists. Can we see those things? No. Why? Because we feel them. So when we start learning how to feel unconditionally, guarantee your life's going to change for the better.
And I've been walking around here, you know, saying positive things and saying, you know, everything's going to be fine. I'm going to get the job that I want. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And like,
you can, you know, it's like those old movies. You can do it.
And I've been working on it, and I keep saying, I want that job at that down in Altoona. I want that job. I want that job. And they said, I can't believe you called. That was the stupidest thing you could have done.
That's someone else's perception, too.
Pardon me?
Who said that?
My husband and my son both.
Well, you just need to put it in perspective and look at the situation and say, okay, there's nothing wrong with speaking your mind. People say, well, I want to hurt people's feelings. When you hurt people's feelings, it's just a realization for them too as well to realize that there's a whole lot more truth in what you're saying. Because most people look at you who actually have an understanding. When you speak and you say things that you really feel a conviction to say, have a tendency to look at you and go, hey, maybe you're right and maybe you should give it a go. Not, you know, every time we look at situations and say, okay, people are talking me out of these things, it's the idea of asking ourselves why. Why are they talking us out of these things? Because maybe it's something they wouldn't do. So the idea of seeing someone else do something they couldn't get their freaking balls to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's why you're
yeah.
an example. That's why people see you, you know, as that example. That when you take a step out there, people are going to go, oh, wow, she did it. I can do it. And the idea of the situation, like I said before, when you look at your husband who refuses to look at the world for what it is, to look at his own gifts and talents and explore those, you could be the catalyst to actually help him do that, which would actually open up communication between the two of you guys again. It's just the idea of opening those things up and saying, well, we used to be this way. Well, if you used to be, then go back. Now, I'm not saying go back in the past. I'm saying look at those moments when you had that
yeah.
fantastic connection. And recreate that, so therefore you can actually have it now. It's like this, if you want to sit down and do some relationship counsel with me on a situation and you want to pull your husband into the whole thing, I'll be glad to sit down and work with you. The one thing I do have to go on to, I didn't realize, we've been talking for almost an hour and 21 minutes.
I didn't realize that, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. I'm not saying that to help you to say, okay, you need to apologize because you're mean. No, I'm just stating a fact that we've been sitting here talking this whole freaking time that it's okay. It's just that in the process, I would love to sit down and do some private sessions with you. That's what I'm saying because I want to give everybody else a chance to get on the air. And I just feel like it's nothing you should apologize for. It happened for a reason. So therefore, it played itself out just the way it was going to. So you're fine. Things need to be said. You need to just go over some things. I just want you to go out there and look at the situation for what it is. I mean, if you just simply got the phone right now and sit down in a journal or a notebook and just started really getting detailed about exactly what you really want to do with your life, that maybe you are more happy and content of actually painting and doing certain things with crafts and that kind of stuff. Because I need to tell you this, but there's tons of people out there making money, money, money. It's just the idea of taking to the next step, okay? I got you go to flea markets, go to craft shows, you know, go to the internet and find where these places are at and just show up. Start doing what you got to do. Got to pay a little fee? Of course. I walked into a place like that myself where it's like, you know, the first time I actually started working with the public, it's a scary thing. But once you do it, good or bad, you know, good experiences, bad experiences, make a lot of money, don't make a lot of money. If it's something you love to do, you'll find a way to do it, and you'll find it to, it's a rewarding, it's all going to pan out for you because you're a talented, fantastic painter, okay?
I want to do both.
Then
I want
you can
to
do both.
Both. And I want
to
sell my bottles.
Well, you should sell your bottles. What I would do is, it's okay to put stuff on the internet.
Uh-huh.
But try to find some way to work with people. I just feel like you are very talented. And also, it's better to describe your stuff, to give people love hearing the stories behind creation, the process.
Uh-huh.
They like to know who you are.
Yeah.
And you, once you put yourself in that situation, you are very good with people. So explore all the options. Explore everything. I mean, when I was in Colorado, we worked a shop, and then we started doing metaphysical shows and stuff like that. And, you know, it's one of those things that some things got kind of halted for a minute. But it's one of those things of get past the hump, go out there and start doing them all over again. Whatever that means, whatever the detail in the whole situation is. But see, those are the things when you think about selling those bottles, there's a certain passion with that, a certain excitement, a certain enthusiasm that it needs to be explored.
I do like doing the bottles, but I do like helping people. And that's why I wanted the benefits job. I keep thinking, I'm going to get the last laugh whenever they call me.
That is true. You will. Every day as you're driving to work. Those people
because,
what the other is talking about. Yeah.
Because you know why? Because he's got my name now. And just
there
because I said I want that job doesn't mean that I'm desperate.
All I'm saying is, right, you're not desperate. No, there's nothing wrong with wanting something you want. There's a difference between wanting and being desperate. A desperate person is a person who thinks he has to take it. That's the difference between desperate and a person who's passionate, who wants something, who's willing to go through the avenues to get it. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So we're going to be here tomorrow night. So if you want to join us tomorrow night, feel free to pop in. If you want to sit down and call me up and we can work out some kind of arrangement or something like that to actually sit down and do some private sessions, I think we'd really accomplish all the things and kind of thing like that. Because I tell everybody all the time, I know people have different budgets and that kind of stuff and certain things you think you can work with.
Yeah.
Put them on the table. I've never turned people down. I mean, shoot, I actually did a reading for a guy one time. I forgot to tell him how much it was. And he said he only had $6. So we did a reading for $6. We did some sessions here and there. It's one of those things, you know, meeting each other halfway. No big deal. Mm-hmm. It's just sometimes there are certain things you need to happen. I had a lady come to me, a couple of girls that came to me that were pregnant and they were scared to death because their baby hadn't moved. Did I charge them anything? No. Mm-hmm. It was something that needed to be explored. Someone needed some reassurance at that moment. And we do it. So I was talking to this girl I was dating this last summer. I was sitting there talking to her about her wanting to do volunteer work. Well, see, when you are gifted, you're a gifted healer or gifted intuitive or clairvoyant, you can still be charitable. You can put yourself in a situation of contributing to people. You can have a nice business, but you can also contribute too by giving things. But, you know, here's a person who wants to do charity work, who wants to do certain things, not realizing that maybe your talents and your gifts can give you both. It's just the idea of exploring. We do charity stuff. We do charity things. We always tell everybody, you got a charity function out there that you want, you know, someone you want us to pop in and read nothing. We're not doing readings for nothing. We're doing readings for charity. We're doing readings for a purpose because all those people who cross our paths are crossing our paths for a reason. I actually like doing those kind of settings because there's no expectations, no pressure.
Yeah.
People can sit there and shuffle the cards, and they'll actually sit there and let us shuffle the cards without any kind of, you know, because some people are paying money, so they have to shuffle the cards real quick and get the card out there, not realizing that actually sacrifices. It actually hinders the reading itself. So those things, those situations are very good. I mean, when I sit here and work on here, we're not charging anybody anything because we like doing this whole thing. I mean, a lot of people come, you know, people say, well, you should make this thing shorter when you're working with people. I said, you also sit there and listen to what's going on, because I didn't, with you, this whole thing is not meant a reading. It's information.
And
there's like, there's all these people listening out there. So right now, me and you have contributed to these other people of learning more things about themselves too as well.
Well, I hope so.
No. Let me read for you. I'm the psychic. You have. You have helped people. You will not. It's like you got to understand that you've helped so many people more than you can even imagine.
Well, that's good to know.
So just continue to be who you are. That's all you need to do. It's not your job to go seeking love, not really go seeking anything. It's the idea of going within yourself to remove all those barriers that keep you from where you want to be. So you won't make any more excuses. Go check out some Dr. Wayne Dreyer stuff. There's one book, I think it's called Excuses Be Gone, where he explains to you that all excuses are is to keep us from where we really want to be, because we're scared that we might not be qualified or a lot of things with the whole situation. And realize that when you remove excuses,
mm-hmm.
you get closer to your goal.
And I understand that right
goal.
There.
Yeah. The only thing keeping you from your own goal is you.
Yeah.
Even the people out there who are talking against you, if you allow it, you're allowing them to work against you. If you look at them and put them in your face and say, hey, this is what I've done that so many times, people are like, that's kind of rude, isn't it? Is it really rude being truthful? I don't think so. I think it's the other people who don't want to hear it because they don't want to deal with their own lives, and you're just putting it out there that they're going to have to. Because reflections do not stop. See, one thing about reflection through people, you can't break the mirror. You have to look at it, and you have to either do it or don't. But don't blame anybody else. If the reflection pushes you further away from your goal, then you're not learning from it. All you need to do is go the opposite direction and learn.
Well, see, he gets mad whenever I say that I've made mistakes, and I've made major mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't regret any of them.
And most people don't regret the ones they made. They usually regret the things they haven't done.
Because I've learned something from those mistakes.
Exactly. Well, we're going to have to get on to other people. But I really appreciate you calling. And if I don't hear from you to do private sessions, which I hope I do,
okay.
Please check in. Tell us how your life is going. So you can give me another smack. Keep it going.
Okay.
So I really appreciate it. And thank you for calling me.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay, if you just tuned in, hi, this is Psychic X Journey Man, your host, and this is my show called Psychic X Journey Man Spiritual Link, and what we're doing here is we're doing 2 hours of readings, so if you want to join us, please give us a call in at 646-721-9031, that number again is 646-721-9031. If you also, you heard me talking about private sessions, if you want to call and schedule one of those sessions, right now we have some great rates going on until the 22nd of February, which will be for a 60-minute session, it is $33.33. For a 40-minute session, it's only $22.22. And for a 20-minute session, it's only $11.11. We also have a one-card 15-minute reading, which is $9.99. And we also have sessions where you can get life coaching and relationship counseling and readings, and also take advantage of our angel card readings, all in the same reading. And those are 90 to 2 hour sessions, and they're only going for $77.77 right now. So, you know, take advantage of those incredible prices and get yourself in here. Let's sit down and let's get those answers. You have all these questions you're seeking, and say you've contacted other people too, and I just think things are confusing and you're trying to figure it all out. We do not leave you hanging. We sit down with you, we give you the answers, we give you directions, and we give you a pat on the back, and we help you along the way too as well. So give us a call at 740-500, 8863 or 740-601-9835, which is my Skype number, or contact me through my website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Now, let's get those answers you've been seeking. Let's make this a really kick in the head first of the year, okay? It's still January. I think that anything we obtain right now can actually make a big difference in our lives. And I don't care when it's obtained. It can all contribute to everything that we're trying to do. And really, with the situation, the calling in there, it's like looking at the situation. As you invest in a reading, it's more of you investing in yourself. So get in there. 60-minute session, $33.33. 40-minute session, $22.22. 20-minute session, only $11.11. If you want to do a 15-minute one-card session, only $9.99. If you want to take advantage of the card readings and our relationship counseling and our life coaching all in one session, we have 90-minute to two-hour sessions. They're only going for $77.77. So pop in there and let's take this. We've also got blocks of time. We also have gift certificates. And we also have all the things we're talking about. So therefore, if you want to get one for somebody else, or you want to buy a block of time for somebody's birthday, or you want to buy something for your wife's birthday or a session, give us a call at 740-500-8863, which is my private line. So get in there. We're looking forward to hearing from each and every one of you and sitting down and doing a session and giving you the directions to help you understand that you can change your life just by changing your direction, which is going within yourself. Okay? All right, let's throw it out there and let's get some going on here. Let's go to our next caller, which is, I think this is Alicia, or is it Ashley?
No, this is Ashley.
I'm sorry.
It's
We wasn't trying to insult anybody. I was just looking and going, okay. We got Ash, and we got IL, and we got a dot A. Okay. It's all right, man. So your name is?
Ashiel.
Ashiel?
Yeah.
And how can we help you tonight?
I'm just kind of regarding my job, actually, my current job. I'm trying to see how the company is doing financially and where are they going, you know, what's coming up for them in the future.
So you are in a job that you don't like.
Yeah.
And you're looking to see if it's going to change anytime soon to maybe another job.
Yeah, but I'm trying to see first of all the company I'm working for right now. What do you see coming up for them? How are they doing financially right now? And what's coming up?
Okay. Yeah, well, you look at the situation with the thing that you're talking about, this company. Yeah. You know, I pick up on this company, I really pick up a lot of things. That's almost like everything's going back and forth. Are there a lot of different kind of how would you put this? There's a lot of fluctuation. I can't say it. There's a lot of fluxing. How would you put this? It's like it goes back and forth. Like there's some kind of I can't say the word. Almost like there's some kind of unstability in the company itself. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
I really get the impression with the company itself of a lot of things that are going to be smoothing out. But see, the one thing that comes to me the clearest is the idea of how it's going to affect you. And the way we see things going on right now, we don't really feel like they really benefit you. Is this something you've also been experiencing yourself?
Yeah.
Because I'm sitting looking at the situation going, okay, what we need to do is we need to take a step out and go somewhere else. It's the idea, like we were talking the last caller, of actually putting things out there and what do you want to do and what you want to do with your life. As in sitting down and basically saying that whole thing. Are you an engineer?
No.
What is the connection with engineering?
I'm not sure. I just know I want to do something else. But I was just curious in terms of the, you know, I want to know, you know, I want to, like you said, I want to leave eventually, you know, sometime this year, you know. But I was just curious about the stage of the company. Well, are they doing financially? If they're going to survive? I was just curious about that.
Well, see, I get the impression they're going to survive, but I almost get the impression if you stay there, you won't. Not with the company itself, the way it's in its flux. That's the word. It's in a flux. It's like going back. When I sit and look at it, it's like, for example, I don't know if anybody has ever watched Star Trek, but in Star Trek, they have this thing called a flux. And what's happening is it's going back and forth from one dimension to another. So you see it, and you don't see it. You know it's continuously still going to be there. It's just the way it goes back and forth. It goes strong, and then it's weak. And you're going to see this go on for a long time. Now, when you sit and look at the situation, you see the most thing you can do is to be have a
Yeah,
really
I want to leave, absolutely. That's something.
No, no, no. Okay, no, I understand that. Let me finish. What I'm going to say is, it keeps coming to me as you might have to be here until a six-month period. We're talking about June, July. I get a very strong opportunity coming towards you to help you walk away from this whole situation. It's in the process of having a choice, not something you're going to have to do. And I'm just saying, it seems like it's on the line. I know you're saying you really don't have any engineering skills, but it seems like you're going to be surrounded by engineers.
Okay.
I don't know what you're going to be doing, but you're going to be doing it. So it's like one of those things I tell people before. You got to sit here and let the universe play itself out, let it play its hand, because it's playing it out for you. We were talking about Doreen Virtue, and I recommend her books highly. Because in one of her books, she talks about the idea that when she was in college to become a psychotherapist, she had a teacher told her that she would never get a job as a psychotherapist until she graduated. And she actually got a job as a psychotherapist 4 months before she graduated at a hospital. So, you know, we can sit there and let the universe dictate our success, or we can let the world do it. I would rather let the universe, angels, and that kind of thing, and follow that guidance anytime. Because I've just seen too many things that people call miracles, but it's just the idea of making the right decision to allow these things to happen and to be a part of your life. And I guess you're going to get that chance very clearly, very powerfully. Because that's one thing that comes to me the most. It's just powerfully. So it's going to be something that's going to be so in your face. Ooh, I mean, there's no question. You're not going to sit here and go, I wonder if this is the opportunity that I should do. So it's almost like an opportunity that's going to happen very quickly. A lot of thinking, but you don't have to do a lot of thinking. That's what they're saying. There could be a lot of thinking put into the whole thing, but it's basically looking at the situation for what it is and follow through as quick as possible. And that will take you out of the situation of actually seeing your life change that dramatically too as well, because it will.
Okay. I've been really, like I said, I wanted to leave, and I know something's coming up, but I don't know exactly what it is, but it just, just want to do something where I'm a little more creative, a little more happy, and more, you know, more money and all that stuff, you know, because I feel like, I'm just doing a job to get paid. I'm beyond this, you know, so to speak.
I'm just saying, sometimes with these situations, it's best to follow through, because I've seen so many people say, well, you know, I got this notion I should leave this company. And then after I did leave this company, just by making the decision to leave, like I quit, I go home. When I got home, I'd actually heard from the company who left a message on my answering machine. And then I started working there 2 days afterwards. And the process of making this decision, I found the company I just left went bankrupt. So, you know, see, when we get these notions, and seriously, I went through the same thing myself. When you sit and look at certain things that happen, and then look back on them going, oh, so that's why that happened, and that's why I'm not there anymore, because they were looking out for my best interest.
Also, one of the reasons is one of my bosses is very sick, so that's also one thing. You know, it's somebody that I used to get along with, so to speak. But, since he's been sick, things haven't been the same, so I wasn't sure if it's going to get any better or that's the end for him, so, you know. So that's, but I was already tired of the company anyway. So that's why I just wanted to know if what I was feeling was right. You know?
Yeah, your feelings are definitely right. You need to follow through with them with unwavering faith.
And is my boss coming back, the one who's been sick, or that's the end of it?
I get the impression he'll come back, but I feel like he might actually be moving on here soon too.
Move what?
He'll be moving on.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't know. I get the impression he's looking for something right now, because I think he's got some insight. But like I said before, I feel like the company's going to be around for a very long time. It's just the idea of the structure of that company is going to change a lot, too, as well, back and forth.
But you see me by this summer not being there anymore.
That's right.
Okay. That's something I wanted to, you know, really.
Yeah, I'm getting that by June, by the end of June, you'll be gone.
Okay. Oh, that would be really, really good. Yeah. Hopefully,
yeah,
I'll be making more money.
Yes, you're going to be calling us back in July and tell us about this great career change you've just made and loving every minute of it.
Well, I would definitely would love to. But before I go, just give me a general reading in terms of my love life. I'm not going to ask you any question.
Okay. Is there anybody in particular that you're thinking about?
No.
Or is it just the idea of how my life, love life, going to span out this
year?
Yeah,
am I going to be dating somebody soon? I'm going to meet somebody soon. I have someone that I already know.
Now, let me ask you a question. Is there anybody that you've been thinking about quite a bit lately? Because the reason I keep asking the question, okay, I keep getting this presence. I keep getting some kind of thing going back and forth, back and forth. I'm like, okay, there's somebody in the back of my mind. If it doesn't happen, I'm open to somebody else, but that thought is still there. You see what I'm saying?
A couple of people I've thought, but I can't think of anybody specific right now, to be honest with you. You know, I've dated some people a bit earlier during the year, you know, like at the end of the year. I mean, at the end of the year, it didn't work out. So.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a little insight here real quickly because we got some other callers we're going to get to.
Okay.
I don't want to, I'm not kicking you out. I'm just saying the one thing I see with the situation is, real quickly, it says it's a windshield wiper effect. They're saying everybody that you dated, I can almost hear the rubber of the windshield wiper go, and wipe your slate clean. Just wipe everything clean in favor of what's happening, okay? What I mean by that is, it's like, what is everybody going up to? I want you to, everybody to understand one thing. If you're hanging on to any kind of past situation, as in any kind of thing, if you're like, oh, we used to have such a great time, but there's a certain sadness with that, you're still attached to the past. Even if it's a positive, it was a positive thing that happened to you, a good memory. But see, they're memories. They're still attaching you to the past. In order to have something that's going to happen now, as in having a different future with somebody else, is to realize that everybody you've dated, everybody you've been with, every conceivable relationship with anybody no longer exists. It's over.
I agree.
Okay, and the only way we can have any kind of inkling of who that person is going to be is to make sure we've cleaned and cleared out that whole thing in favor of what is going to happen. But also to realize one thing, it happens now. So when you write your journal, write it as it happened now. Like I said in mine, I was sitting there sharing with everybody, because you're talking about relationships, and I'll give you one real quick. Because it was like, and also, I want you all to call me. Let's all sit down and do some sessions here, because the idea of getting insights on love itself not just changes your love life, it changes everything in your life, and the idea of realizing that when you start going out there and following your heart and start going in the direction of your heart's desire, career, job, spirituality, business, even the idea of love of pursuing, I want to make my body better. It's the idea of throwing yourself into it just like that. I love my body, and the reason I'm doing all these things to change certain things is because I do love my body, not because you're trying to get into a situation where you love yourself. You have to do that first. But also check me out in Belle Esprit Magazine. Go to BelleEspritMagazine.com and go to the section that says Spiritual Insight into Relationships, and you'll see me. You'll actually see what I look like. It's the idea of, do you love yourself? Say yes. Even if you have a little bit of doubt or inkling, and the process of saying, do you love yourself? And you say yes. Pay attention to how you said yes. Was you kind of wavering in the thing? Was you kind of shaky? When you do that, it's the idea of, in the process of saying that, you're saying it to yourself. So what yourself is saying to you, I have a little bit of doubts. So the key, I would say, what the kicker is here, what the happy news is, the good news is, by saying this stuff, say it to yourself all the time. What you're going to do is you're going to get to a point where you're going to say, oh, okay, I do, and I am, and I'm ready. I love, it's like, look at yourself and say, I love you more every day. I am ready to be healed. I am willing to forgive. All is well. Now I open my arms for my significant other. And it says right here, this, so basically what you need to do, there's one thing you need to focus on and actually to obtain that is look at this, look at yourself, okay? Stop all criticism towards yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't sit there and say, well, I'm a bad person, or I did something stupid. No. Forget that. Quit saying those things. okay? Because those are just little inklings that you're still keeping yourself in the past because it already happened, okay?
Okay.
It says forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. And it says don't scare yourself. What that means is quit feeding into this freaking crap about what if I do this, there could be something bad happen.
Okay.
So you're scaring yourself. So it's the ideal stops. Stop that and say no. Like I told the last lady, be creative. Realize you could take a negative thought and turn it into a positive affirmation. Creativity on the smallest level. Or is it? Just by changing your negative thought into a positive affirmation, it's actually creativity on the high level, isn't it? Because it's going to change your life. It's going to change you. Be gentle and kind and patient with yourself. And be kind to your mind. That means when thoughts do happen, it's okay to honor those negative thoughts because there is when you find out where they came from.
Okay?
You find out. Look at them. Honor them. And then turn it into a positive affirmation. So like you're sitting there going, I can't buy this. Change it to, I can buy anything I want to in the world. It's just today, I'm looking for the right thing. And then I will purchase. Because I can buy anything. By being patient with myself, I can see the imperfections and everything else to make sure I actually get exactly what I want, need, and desire. So be it, so it is. Okay, and then we sit and praise yourself. Support yourself. These are ways of looking at these situations of constantly saying those things. Like, you know, there's a little thing I used to do all the time. I would sit here and say, and I can use your name, Donnie, I am very relaxed and comfortable. Donnie, you are. And then you just keep saying, I am very comfortable and relaxed. So you praise yourself. Like, I'm a great person. People love talking to me. People love coming to my show. They love the information I give to them. They love the insights. People love working with me because I'm very patient and very compassionate. It's okay to say these things to yourself because all you're doing is stating a fact. It's not egotisticness. It's the ideal of realization. In the process of that realization, everybody else sees it. Why can't you see it yourself? It's okay. Okay, and then you sit here and say, be loving to your negatives. We already crossed this where you just, you know, love them. You love those negative thoughts. And say, okay, that's just a thought that came through. Isn't that cute? And you just let it go. Like they would say in the Bible, it says, do not resist evil. What you resist persists. You look at it like it doesn't even exist. And so when these negative thoughts come to the surface, you know better. So you honor it and you let it go. Okay, and then we sit there looking to take care of your body. You know, in a situation, quit telling yourself you're going to start working out next week. You can actually walk out that door. And it's actually, we actually have this thing, I'm also a personal trainer. Do you know that if you walk out that door right now, you want to lose some weight, you want to burn some calories? If it's cold, do you realize your body, when you take a walk in the cold, actually burns twice as many calories because it has to keep you warm? Plus, you're burning calories with the exertion that you're putting out there. See, you kill two birds with one stone. Okay, and then do the mirror work. The mirror work is the idea we were talking about before. So think of the mirror, asking yourself, do you love yourself? Do you think you're a great person? Do you think you're compassionate? Do you think you're kind? All the things that you want in a relationship with somebody else, look in that mirror and ask yourself, are you those things? Because you know, we know for a fact that like attracts like. So you have to be those things in order to attract those things. But the good news is, again, this is where the creativity comes in. You can be those things. Because if you can see those things, and those are the things that you're wanting in somebody else, that means you want those within yourself anyway. So why not start with yourself first? Okay? Love yourself. Do it now. And also, with all these situations and all these things that we're talking about, have fun with it. Have fun with yourself. Okay?
Okay.
If you can do those things, I guarantee you, around the same time that you're leaving your job and you're going on in a different direction with your career and everything else, you love what you do. You love who you are. You'll find someone else is going to do the same exact same thing.
Okay.
Okay.
I will let you.
Let's look at this, and we'll look at this way. Okay. This, like, look at 2011. This has been a good year. I have learned a lot. I bless with love all the experiences I have had in 2011, and look forward to all the blessings to come in 2012.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So it is.
Yeah, I don't even look back in 2011 anymore. That's behind me now. I'm looking forward.
Okay, and to give you an ideal I was actually looking for, let's see, I'm looking for something here. There can be no other possible outcomes than happiness and love because nothing else is possible. Let's see, I was looking for this one, which I can't see. Okay. It was something I was looking for, and I thought it would be really good, but I hadn't found it. And I feel like sometimes those things happen for a reason. Okay, here we go. Now, this is what I have for my relationship. I put it just like this. I'm happy and grateful that I now have a wonderful, happy, joyous, romantic, spiritual soulmate, twin flame relationship marriage with Katie Louise. I'm sorry, Katie. I want to say her call it Katie, but actually her name is Ruth Katie Louise Dye. Now, we are really learning to understand and deeply love each other unconditionally now. Okay? Also, when we focus on business, if you want to focus on having a business of your own, look at these things like this, okay? And say thank you. I always say thank you. If you look at when you read my journal, you'll see that I try to always say thank you, thank you, thank you, at least three times. Because I feel like it's very important in the process of saying thank you, we're detaching ourselves. We're detaching from the thing we're trying to manifest. And therefore, when we detach, we're letting down the resistance, and it's going to happen a whole lot quicker. So we change the timing to actually happening now. And focusing on the now signals, we're always saying that. Like this one here says, thank you now that I have a very successful business and career, being a successful, happy, compassionate, abundant, prosperous, well-paid, financially compensated, psychic medium, spiritual advisor, doing very powerful, insightful angel card readings, palm readings, life coaching, relationship counseling, using all my gifts and talents to help everyone who crosses my path now. Thank you for all the miracles and blessings in my life, for the ones coming to me, and the ones that are happening right now. And so you see, when we take a look at the situation, those are the things we're focusing on, and we put them in now. Then we go one step further and put down saying this or something better now manifests for me in totally satisfying, harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. So, too, we just open all the doors and windows. Not just, some people look at the situation and go, okay, you're talking about what if I don't get these things? But they're trying to help you understand if you don't get this, you're going to get something better. It's going to make this, it's going to shadow this. But also in the same sense of the word, too, of what you're focusing on. Also pay attention. If you're getting guidance or you feel like this is what you needed to do as you wrote these things and this is the way it came out, more likely your guidance is saying this is going to happen. So don't falter. Have unwavering faith that these are going to happen. And then by saying this or something better, what it's saying is maybe these situations you don't see the full picture. Or maybe it's going to play out differently to get you what you want. As in, you're thinking, okay, maybe a call or maybe someone's showing up. But the universe is always going to do it in a nice, surprising way. That's definitely going to make you, whatever kind of reunion it is, it's going to be a happy, joyous reunion. Or a best transition to the career in the way you like. You've always seen your life. You've always seen your life this way, that. All of a sudden you look around and go, wow. Because I know for a fact when I wrote my journal, and some things I've written in my journal, it wasn't until I was actually living the manifestation that I realized I was actually living the manifestation. I look back and look at my journal and go, oh, wow, this is happening now. But it started with it actually happening within my mind, my heart. It's the idea of having the heart and an intellectual connection. Not just that you can see it and know it, but when you put the heart and the head together, we've always heard this one term, right? You know, when you follow your heart, your head will follow. It's the idea of spiritual illumination. It starts with your heart, works its way to your head. And as you know, you're both going in the same direction. And tell yourself, you'll know for a fact that if you're with the right person. Because it's not the idea of looking in each other's eyes. It's the idea of realizing you're heading in the same direction. You're looking the same way. You're on the same page. These are the things you look for. And if it's not happening that way, you should question exactly what is happening. You know, like we were telling the other person before, what are we looking for in a career, in our relationships? We're actually looking for an unlimited flow of love, money, opportunity. If you're a person or for yourself, probably clients, clientele. So you can simply say to yourself, I'm happy and grateful for the unlimited flow of money, clients, love, guidance, help, protection, abundance, perfect health, strength, energy that comes to you right now, because it will. If you're a person that's focusing on their body, say it. Thank you for my perfectly healthy body. If you want to sit there and focus on a certain age that you feel like you're connected to, then say it. You know, thank you for my perfectly healthy body that looks, feels, and being 25 years old and having the strength of 10 men, being stronger, younger, healthier, having a balanced, muscular, trim body. I don't care if you're 100 years old. If that's your goal, that's what you're focusing on, that's what you want to see, don't be surprised if she turn around one day and be the most astonishing, special, not 100-year-old guy who actually has broad shoulders, you know? Just because people say it can't happen doesn't mean you can't create it, because it says nothing's impossible. If you actually look, I think if we actually did get a chance to look at God, you'd probably see somebody who looks like they're in their 30s. Not somebody who looks like he's about ready to fall off his cane. Okay? That's a human concept of age. There is no such thing as age. It's the idea of the omega. Look at the symbol 8. 8 is actually two circles together. It's the omega and the continuous on with no beginning and no end. So everything that you have in your life right now, if you really look at the ideal, like what's your situation, sir, when you go from working where you're at and you actually go where you want to be at, one thing, one didn't end. It actually just, it continued. Your life continues. These are just aspects of your life that contribute to where you want to be at. So the idea of your employment at this place, will it end? Or will it just be another transition onto something better? So it didn't stop. It just continued. And you evolved and realizing at the moment you changed and had this transition, you realize something about yourself as in a continuous focusing and going forward and realizing that you learned a lot where you're at. It's probably going to contribute to a lot of things in the future too. All right?
Well, I just hope, you know, I'm going to have some success with this new venture coming up, so. But I'm ready for it.
She has to look at the situation going, have some success. I think you're going to be really bored with the success that you have with this next transition, okay?
Okay. And we'll let you know. I don't want to keep you. I realize you only have like 5 minutes left, so I don't want to stay on too long.
Alrighty.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank
I'll
you for
keep
calling.
You posted.
Yes, please keep us posted. Give us a call, okay?
All right.
You're in. You have a great night. Thank you for calling, okay?
Sure. Anytime. Bye.
Bye-bye, yeah. Mm-mm. I'm trying to get this thing to work. Oh. All right. Oh, okay. Let's go. I'm going to go to another caller here. I'm going to try to. Oh, there we go. Let's try it again. All right. Let's go to area code 734. Welcome to the show. How are you? And what's your name? Hello? 734 area code. You're on the air. Welcome to the show. What is your name? Holy mackerel. Okay, let's go on to, let's see what I got going here. I'm going to go on to another one here. Area code 206. Welcome to the show, and how are you? What's your name? Hello? Hello? Okay, let's try this one. All right, area code 386. Welcome
Hello.
To the show. How are you? Yes, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good, but you don't sound too convincing.
So
you're doing good, but she's like a little, like, I don't know, I'm not sure.
Actually, I am doing pretty good. I woke up this morning when I walked my daughter to the bus stop and I saw a rainbow. So
that's a good thing, isn't it?
Is there any messages from the angels regarding the rainbow that I seen this morning? What did that mean for me in particular at the moment?
No, no, I keep getting this impression about ice cream. I'm sorry, it's what I got. What's his connection to ice cream?
I love ice cream. I went to the store, me and my daughter came home, and we ate some chocolate Breyers ice cream.
Oh, okay, now we see the connection.
So I was just wondering.
Okay, go ahead. You just wondering.
Well, I was just wondering what that symbol meant to, in particular, regarding the situation that I'm going through now. It was like,
I would sit here and tell you like this. A rainbow symbol to me, if you want to pick up with the whole situation, okay, it's just showing you, it's not the idea of the situation at all. It's more about showing you things about yourself. And every time I've ever seen the rainbow, it's always some kind of impression of doing some kind of spiritual work, not just for yourself, but almost like you're. It could be something that could be something you contribute to the world, like a reggae master, some kind of spiritual light worker.
I wanted to tell you that when you talk, it sounds sort of like you're muffled a little.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you can't listen to yourself, of course, but the way the sound comes across is like kind of muffled, like you're far away or either.
But I am. No, what I was saying to you was, yeah, I get the impression, well, first of all, before we answer that question, we only have 90 seconds left in this show. But if you're in the queue and you want to talk, if you want us to talk to you, just stay right where you're at, and we'll get to everybody, and we'll answer all your questions. I just want to tell everybody thank you for being here. Thanks for all the people, all the listeners out there who have been listening. Hope we helped you out today. Please contribute. And as always, we're asking for donations for the show right now to actually increase the show to 3 hours, but also put a lot of things into it, because right now we're just wanting, I don't know how to put it. It's just the idea of please donate to the show. For every donation, thank you. If you want to get a private reading with me, just give me a call at 740-500-8863 or 740-601-9835, or contact me through my website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com, and take advantage of our great prices we're having down to the 22nd of February, which is basically $33.33 for a 60-minute session, $22.22 for a 40-minute session, and for a 20-minute session, it is $11.11. For a 15-minute one-card session, it's only $9.99. And if you're a person who wants to take advantage of our 90-minute to 2-hour sessions, please do so. To get you a relationship counseling or past life regression. Plus, on top of that, you'll get a card reading too. And it's only $77.77 for 90-minute to 2-hour session. So give us a call, 740-500-8863. And thank you, and God bless you. And may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. Thank you very much. Let's get back to our callers, and I'm trying to remember your name. For some reason, I just went blank.
Sheena.
Did you say Sheila?
Uh-huh.
Is it Sheila? I'm sorry.
Yes.
I wasn't trying to. I'll just say what the situation is here, that kind of stuff. The rainbow seems like it's something that comes out as some kind of position as a light worker.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The Reiki, one thing I got the most was Reiki energy work. I've seen the rainbow in a couple. When you see people, like, when you see rainbows, not just in the rainbow in the sky, but sometimes with the kind of energy around you as well.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because the night before I was kind of, I had, was a little emotional and just kind of emotionally drained, and I, what that meant for me when I saw the rainbow is that everything is, you know, there's a change coming and everything is going to be okay. And one particular question I wanted to ask you about, if you could provide some clarity for me. There's a young man that is pretty much, I'm sorry, you're typing.
No, I can hear you.
Okay. There's
the young. I'm like a Vulcan. I can do like six things at the same time. Very well, I'm not adding. Go ahead.
Okay, wondering if you can provide some clarity. This young man, he is offering me financial gain. And to be involved with him. It's not particularly to be involved, but the idea of it is for him to promise me, you know, something financially. And I wanted to, you know, see if there's any people on his whole intention.
So you want to sit there and put some insight on the whole thing that you're going through? The situation with this guy. I'll sit here shuffling some cards, okay? God, I keep. It's amazing sometimes when you shuffle cards, and the one card keeps coming up. You know, you have one card that keeps coming up all the time. That can drive you crazy, huh? And then the one card I shuffle like three times. And every time I turn around, it's still the same one.
What is it? What card is it?
Angel Therapy.
Oh, okay.
And basically, that card says it's Archangel Raphael. It says, give your cares and worries to angels and allow us to help you with your burdens.
I was just, you know, wondering if the blessing, you know, the financial blessings are going to come from this man that's offering to bless me financially. You know, what is his intention for the offering?
Let's see. I still feel like the message coming through is.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
That's why I'm not saying anything. I'm kind of working through it. You know, it's like I'm seeing it on the messages. They keep saying that. No, there's something about the situation with this particular person that really should be taken into consideration. It's like, I guess you could say you should proceed to go and follow through with it, but be very cautious.
Wow, what does that mean?
That means the idea of the situation of being very cautious of a woman. That's what I get. Be very cautious of a woman in contact with the situation with this particular person. Because she has a certain influence. It's like proceeding to go through. To follow through with the situation, okay? And as you're going through the situation, pay attention to his actions. Because they're saying certain actions that he has, there seems like there's a woman behind it.
Another woman behind
it? Yeah, when you start seeing or feeling that whole situation, looking at what's going on, he could tell you the whole story of should you follow through. The idea of maintaining, it's, when they sit here and talk about the angels, they're saying, listen to us.
Okay.
Okay, that's what they're saying. If you listen, you'll know exactly where to go.
What? Okay, now, I'm trying to understand. So, him offering to help me financially, there's, you're saying it's it's a woman behind this action? I mean, I'm trying to understand.
That's correct.
It.
No. What I'm saying is there's a woman behind the scenes that could actually keep it from going on.
I'll keep it from going on? Okay.
Yeah, so it's like it's not the woman itself is making as the alternative of why he's doing it, but she could have something to do with it that could actually either halt it or some kind of procrastination on his part. Because it talks about angel therapy, harmony, and freedom. You'll listen to your angels, give your cares and worries to them. That helps you maintain harmony in your life. It also gives you a sense of freedom. And also the ideal situation of looking at things. It also, I guess you would say, having information to help you understand. Have you manifested this situation? Or is it somebody who has been pulled into your into your life that can actually keep you from getting what you're really trying to manifest? That could drive you crazy. Also, I'm going to turn off you. I don't know if you got this book, but it's called The Spirit of Super Beings. They are with us now, ready to show us the way to unlimited health, happiness, and success. It's by a guy named John Randolph Price. I like this book. It goes through a lot of things in here, reading and that kind of stuff, but it's also got a nice little outline here, okay? My favorite one is Chapter 5, The List. With every degree of understanding, power is released to bring immediate good into your life, into your world. And by now, if you have accepted the principles set forth that reality, your awareness, and understanding are sufficient to begin making major changes in your life, just by realizing that within yourself. I can see it in my heart that things are definitely going to change because they are. I'm just saying, we were talking about earlier in the show, we're trying to help people understand that everything's happening now. As you're focusing on changing things in your life, make your list. What do you want? As you're saying that, there's a particular statement in this book, which I thought was kind of cool, because it says, I have the power within me to realize the fulfillment of each one of these desires. Through the love, wisdom, and power of my supermind, I have the ability to bring about any necessary change in my body or affairs. I believe in my wonderful inner self. Okay? Just keep repeating yourself to yourself as you're writing this list out. You know, it's like, look at the situation. To have a conversation, communication, and just look at the situation, what you should focus on, okay? A basic outline to expand your consciousness, okay? What do you desire in life? You must focus your thoughts on what you really want. You must make a definite decision to accept that fulfillment of your desires. What that means is, like, we have a lot of people, okay? I will say particularly about some people I know, okay? Like some of my dumbass friends. And since they're my friends, I can say that. Particularly in the male part, so, okay, where they sit and go, I want a fantastic career. I want a fantastic relationship. I want somebody who wants me as much as I want them. Okay? And then they get somebody in their life, not just the idea relationship-wise, but also their career. Somebody that wants them as much as they want them. And then the one thing they don't honor is this number 3. You must make a definite decision to accept the fulfillment of your desires, which means when they're happening, you don't say things like this. I'm not really ready for this. Okay, go listen to Dr. Wayne Dreyer and you'll hear one thing. That is an excuse to keep you from going where you really want to be at because you're scared that you're not qualified, either as a husband, boyfriend, or your career. You don't feel like you're qualified. This is also a perception in your head of some kind of fear that you need to face. So your desires cannot be fulfilled in the outer world of experience and form unless you have the consciousness or the mental equivalent for them, which means if you don't believe it, in both places, in your head and your heart, you know, what's going to happen is you're going to be working against yourself. So the first thing is, in building this mental equivalence, is to recognize that the divine idea corresponding to your desire already exists in your superconsciousness, which means if you can imagine it in your imagination, then it exists. It's just your idea of letting down your resistance to actually let it become a part of your life, because it's already started in thoughts. Now we want to bring it into form. Okay, this is the intellectual awareness to know. We've all heard about the faith thing. Faith is something we feel. To know is something that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt. It's because you see it, you feel it, and you know it. But an intellectual awareness alone does not have the sufficient power to shape the outer picture. Your feeling nature must also be brought into play. Now look at the situation when you're with your friends and family. That's when you're being natural. You're not thinking about it. There's no expectations. You're just living. And what do you have? Well, let's go back to friendship. Some people have some screwed up family, so constantly thinking about wanting to have a great family is to realize you created. And in your present family, if they don't allow that to happen, it even says in the Bible, once you leave your family and you create your own, that's your number one priority. So therefore, you've gone from one extreme to the other. So if you're allowing your old family to basically dictate how your other one's going to play itself out, you need to let go of that. To realize it's no longer your responsibility, and also realize it never was for their happiness. Your parents say you didn't live up to their expectations. You never was supposed to. And the idea of honoring your mother and your father doesn't mean you have to do anything they say. You know, once you became an adult, basically it says you make your own decision, you do what you want to do, and you're hoping they'll be supportive. So you can still honor your father and mother for who they are and for what they've done for you. At the same time, still make decisions to go out and do what you want. Okay? See, your feeling nature must also be brought into play. When the two are combined, a powerful reaction takes place in the subjective phase of mind, setting up a vibration that corresponds to the spiritual equivalence of fulfillment and your superconsciousness, which means you come to a point right there now and you know it's with God and everything going on, it's pretty much a done deal, and you no longer have to think about it no more. Because you know, you feel it, it's like, oh, this fusion of mind and heart alone, along the lines of particular desire fulfillment, if protected from thoughts to the contrary, will develop into a conviction. A conviction of mental equivalent becomes the pattern through which the creative energy of mind flows or radiates. As this energy, light, power, substance passes through the pattern, it takes on all the attributes of the pattern and goes forth into the outer world to manifest corresponding circumstances, experiences, and forms. So you sit here and when you start looking at that one statement, what you start thinking about is,